The battle against Islamic extremism is being fought on many fronts, from the big international security operations in the West right down to small local initiatives in the Muslim world itself. Initiatives like the one in the remote Pankisi Gorge in Georgia.
Today, the Pankisi Gorge is considered a jihadist hotbed. It is the birthplace of Omar al-Shistani, one of the most feared fighters of the terrorist jihadi group Islamic State, or IS, in Syria. And it has produced dozens of IS fighters.
But despite the region's reputation for lawlessness, citizens of Pankisi insist the label is false. And one local school is doing its best to counteract that image. It's fighting extremism by connecting its kids to the outside world. Paul Rimple brings us this report from Georgia.
Sharana Kargoshvili teaches English to a group of children in the village of Duisi. It's one of six Pankisi villages populated mostly by Kists, ethnic cousins to Chechens who first settled in the Panoramic region some 200 years ago. The school was founded 7 years ago by the Roddy Scott Foundation, a small UK-based charity organization providing English and computer classes on weekends to children in this isolated, poverty-stricken region.
These people are ethnic minority. This region is separated from outside world because they have different culture, different attitude to the questions.
The region is also isolated because of its turbulent history. During the Chechnya-Russia wars of the 1990s, Pankisi became a sanctuary for thousands of Chechen refugees and for militants, who also used the area as a safe haven to launch operations into neighboring Russia. By the millennium, Pankisi was deemed one of the most dangerous places in the world as organized criminals and government officials colluded with the militants to traffic arms, drugs, and people through the valley. Today, the militants and criminals are gone, but Pankisi still has a reputation for lawlessness. This notoriety is bolstered by reports of the local men who have gone off to wage jihad in Syria, most notably Tarkan Batriashvili, who took the name Omar al-Shishani and became a leading commander for the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Around 50 local men are estimated to have gone to fight in Syria, and to date, 8 have been killed there. However, Shorena is quick to note that Georgia is not the only contributor to the terrorist jihadi group.
I would say that it's not like a nest for militants. It was in the past, not now. We hear about our boys who are participating in the war in Syria, but it happens everywhere. Not from Pankisi. It's maybe there are people from Europe too, from France, from Spain. I don't know why people try to exaggerate that they come from Pankisi.
One reason Pankisi has been hard put to shake its negative repute is that a Saudi brand of Islam has taken root in the valley and has attracted many of the valley's younger generation. This foreign Islam is more Quranic than the traditional Kist practice of mystic Sufism, exemplified in this zikr, an exhilarating recital of the names of God in the form of song and dance. The 150 children who go to the Roddy Scott School are local Kist and Chechen refugees. Some, like 15-year-old Marka Natsiashvili, write for the school's English-language newspaper, the Pankisi Times. She wears a simple headscarf as opposed to the hijab or al-almira, which is not uncommon in the valley.
I'm writing a story about religion in Pankisi. We know that population in Pankisi are followers of Muslim, and they really follow these rules, which are compulsory for this religion. And I want to know other people that Islam not contains terrorism and so on. It's a very good religion and nice because it does not agree with terrorists.
Locals say the young men that have gone off to fight have not done so out of religious zeal, but because Pankisi offers very few prospects for young people outside sustenance farming. The official unemployment rate in Georgia is 15%. Although in the country's rural areas, it's estimated to be at least double that. Locals report nearly 40 families emigrated to Germany in the past month alone. For 16-year-old Milana Aldamova, who covers her head in a hijab, the school is a ticket to a better future.
Many, many, many people are unemployed, which is the biggest problem in Pankisi. and the children cannot get qualification. It's really difficult when you cannot to improve your knowledge. My dream is to study well because it's important for my future life, for my education. I want to go abroad and study well and become a teacher of English. I will come back.
There are some beautiful places.
Sharena has been with the school since its beginning. It was set up by the family and friends of Roddy Scott, a British journalist killed covering the Chechen War in 2002, and it is run entirely by locals on a bare-bones budget. Its original aim was to support the children and families deeply affected by a decade of war through English. But it is not simply an English language school, as Sharena explains.
Before, we even didn't have internet here in Valley, so they had chance to use internet. The work gave them the big, serious opportunity to advance their knowledge, to communicate to other people, to have idea how to write stories. And it's very important.
This little school, equipped with antique chalkboards and heated by wood-burning stoves, offers the children of this remote community an alternative way of thinking where kids can look out onto the modern world and feel part of it instead of feeling marginalized. There may be only one road in and out of Pankisi, but the school offers many roads, and they all lead to the bigger picture.